Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Bachelors in the City. We have a fun episode today in honor of Halloween this weekend.
Spooky episode.
Spooky.
Very spooky.
Spooktacular episode. We talk all things ghouls. We talk
spirits.
We talk monsters. We talk cougars, if you will.
Just
wait. You'll understand. But we actually, what makes it even better is who we talk about it with. And our good friend, Jonathan Mark, joins us again on the pod. Today, we did a quite the extravagant outing with him a couple days ago. Did a ghost tour around New York City. Learned some things, maybe not so happy we learned, but we did. And it was crazy. We're going to tell you guys all about it and have Jonathan fill you in on some things. So it's a great season. It's spooky season. We hope you guys enjoy. Let's get to it.
Jonathan Mark, how you doing, buddy? It's been a long time no see.
What are you talking about, long time no see? We just saw him.
Oh, yeah. We just saw you. How you doing, man?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, man.
We are chilling. It is. We are chilling in this spooktacular episode in honor of Halloween. So it's good to excuse our sound effects, guys. But it's great to have you on, John. So John, we just I thought it'd be really cool to obviously have you on, chat, catch up, but talk about our last hangout we just had a couple days ago.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of crazy, spooky stuff, I guess. It was fun.
Yo, I can't look at New York the same now, man. I don't know if, no. And I'm not happy about that.
So yeah. Guys, let's give context a little bit. So guys, we met up with Jonathan a couple of days ago and he's like, yeah, we're going to go on a haunted tour around Manhattan of some of the craziest, spookiest spots of Manhattan. And he's going to do readings. So we got a tour guide, went around, gave us just a little information, and then Jonathan would go and just sweep it up without knowing anything of, oh, there's some shit going on here. You know, it was actually,
it was crazy. Really,
I took two shots of whiskey before we went, and I was kind of like just on the train. I was feeling some type of way, man. I was like nervous. I was like looking around. I was like, Jonathan, is there anything like going on right now? Yeah. I feel something right now. But, yeah, we had an awesome time. Yeah, let's jump into it.
Yeah, that was crazy. I think real quick, what was so, in, you know, kind of just remarkable was, so we had this tour guide that met us. We met at Washington Square Park there. And so, yeah, like you were saying, Desi, she would just say, you know, a couple details, but then John, you would go and you would say whatever you're picking up on. And it would be like taking the words out of the tour guide's mouth,
correct,
which was like, yeah. Really freaky, really crazy. And I'm not going to lie, I never looked at New York like from the haunted kind of perspective. I just never thought of this city as that. But there's a lot of stuff going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never looked at Manhattan like that either, honestly. I mean, like, I always thought, like, obviously, since it's so dated and so old, there had to be, like, some type of history. But when she was taking us around, then I was like, this is some scary stuff, or just like some spooky stuff, especially Washington Square Park.
I don't know if I want to tell all of our listeners about it.
We got to tell our listeners. Yeah. So let's go ahead and start. So
no, I really don't know if we should do this.
No, we're telling them. We got to. So guys, Washington Square Park.
I fought for you. This
at the
before
North,
you hear this.
This is one of my favorite parks too. Well, it used to be. Anyways, Washington Square Park, northwest side corner. There's a big tree on that corner. And that's where we met the tour guide. And that's where she started talking about that area a little bit, about people in the buildings across the street from that tree had seen people being hung from that tree, or just ghosts around that area, which was like really spooky. And people have actually asked to have their rent lowered because they would always see these things outside their window looking towards that area. And Jonathan's like, no, wait a minute. There's a lot of like dead people under us right now. And we're just like,
yeah. What was the first thing you saw, John? So right when she started giving us a history of that tree, I could see like you kind of like tuned into something.
Yeah. So like I saw like there was energy and stuff by the tree, but like what obviously like drew me was I kept looking over and there was just like tens of thousands of just like energy or just people that passed away, just like under us and just like kind of like all the way down to the park. I just kept seeing stuff. And then she was like talking and like I was trying to be polite and like listen, but at the same time I was just like so focused. And then that's when I like asked her about like what's under us, because I was like, the tree, yes, it has like history, and it, I saw like people essentially were hung there that were bad people, it looked like, to make an example out of, I guess, whoever was living there. But what really drew me was like the park under the park and like around it was just like really creepy, like just like a lot of energy, I guess. So it was kind of creepy.
Have you ever heard of Potter's Field or a Potter's Field? That's what Washington Square Park is.
There's so many bodies under Washington Square Park, guys. It's like, insane. A lot. What would you give a number? What number would you give if you had to, Jonathan?
Probably close to 20 to 30,000.
20 to 30,000 bodies.
Yeah.
Under Washington Square Park.
And I guess, right, so back in the day, I don't know the exact year, right? But they just, that's why they couldn't build over it, but they never, I guess, took the bodies out. And a Potter's Field is what, when they just throw a bunch of bodies, unfortunately, they just have to do it because there's so many, into essentially, they dig a hole, right? And they just they throw them in there. But so the park was just essentially built over that, essentially that burial site, correct?
Yeah. And she was saying that like a lot of the streets and a lot of the, like the ground around it is super hollow still, because it's still like, it's still there. And they're saying like, she was telling me as we were walking, like if you dig like 6 to 10 feet, like you'll probably see like skeletons or something, because it's not deep down below. She's saying like they dug it like just enough and like put it on
top. That's where it was. I remember she said back in the day, it used to be a swamp.
Oh,
before it was park. Yeah. And then they used that. I dug it out as much as they could, but just creepy stuff.
Would we get in trouble if we went there and just digged a little hole?
What? We would never do that, dude. That's no. that's like, it's a burial site. You respect that.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
I would be too afraid to anyway.
There's no way. I would never. No, never.
Yeah. I'd be too afraid to.
All right. Yeah. So that was a really spooky part that we saw. Should we go on to the next part of the tour?
Sure.
Yeah. So then, we started walking down the park and
down the park,
and yeah, you said you could still feel, you know, sense all the energy there, and she took us to we crossed like the street and went to this building that was what, like 10, 11, 12 stories high, maybe
about, yeah.
This was like, honestly, it was sad hearing what you were
not
saying
not too long ago either.
But what was it that you saw?
Like there was two females that were like essentially side by side holding hands, being like dropped to like the floor, either jumping or being dropped. And I saw that, like with all that happening, I guess there was a lawsuit that kind of took place after, and I saw there was like no justice to their death and everything that happened. And then I'm not saying like they're not content and they're not at peace. That's not what I'm trying to say. But what they were trying to come across to me was like, what happened to them was like not fair, and there was no justice for it. Like at that time, like there was just no justice.
So in this building, guys, this was like the early 1900s. There was pretty much a sweatshop up there with just women that would work in this factory, and they would be locked in there. So officials couldn't go in or see, because it was just poor wages they were getting and being treated very poorly, starving and whatnot. But yeah, fire broke out and they literally had no choice but to jump out of the window, or they burnt alive, which was terrifying. I mean, terrible, just terrible story to hear.
Yeah. And like what she said too, which like kind of resonated with me a little bit, she was saying a guy was in there that was like managing them. Then he would take them and like just like drop them out the window. So he would move them, just drop them. And then she kind of like, as I was saying that stuff, she was saying that like at that time there was no justice because the jury, the judge and everyone were like corrupt by who was running the sweatshop and like the building owner. But then I guess now, because that happened so long ago, there's like, because of that incident now, there's better working environment and all that stuff because of that. So it's with, I guess they did get the justice because they changed like how like the work environment should be as far as like a quote unquote like sweatshop and whatever. But it's still really sad for me to see that, and just to see like bodies just go out the window constantly, like in circles.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we had goosebumps and we were, man, this was insane. This was an insane tour.
And then there we went to the Mark Twain house, which is wasn't too far. Yeah, I remember you were picking up on, you know, obviously Mark Twain being the writer, but there was like a second writer. And that was crazy because the tour guide, you know, she obviously was very knowledgeable about all this. And at first you asked her something about the, there's a second writer. What's going on with the second writer? And she said, no, there's no, just the one. And then I guess you like triggered her memory. And then later, like mid sentence, oh, you're right. That person was a writer. And like totally didn't even realize it until you triggered that in her memory.
She loves you, by the way. She's that tour guide is in love with Jonathan.
Yeah. And she's been texting me nonstop.
Has she?
Yeah, wow. She wants to do the other one that like I'm planning for us. She wants to be the tour guide for that. She keeps texting and asking.
Yeah, I remember you saw something with like the room number or the floor number.
Yeah.
Or...
Mm-hmm. I kept because like she kept saying that she didn't know where it was or she didn't remember. It's not that she didn't know where it was. I don't think she remembered. And I kept pointing to the window and she goes, oh yeah, that makes sense. That's it's on the second floor. And then because of me, because like I want everything to be so factual, I Googled it because I wanted to show her. And then she's like, oh yeah, you are right. Like, cause then Google shows where his window was, where the room was. And that's where I was like pointing at there on the second floor or whatever. So then she's like, wow. She's like, okay. And then she moved on. So I don't know, but
that was such a spooky evening. Like it was like
the weather too was so ominous.
Yeah. Cloudy, slight, little drizzle, very rain, misty, a little breeze, man. It was more scared, Jonathan, me or Pete.
I don't, you were very quiet, Dustin. You were like really quiet about it. So I don't know. I don't know how scared you were, but I have to say Pete wasn't that like scared as we went on. Like he got really comfortable with it and he seemed to be all good.
Yeah. It was creepy more than anything. Just like it was insane to me. Like there's so much out there that you don't know. And obviously like the city's not going to just for, you know, rent prices or whatnot. They're not going to, you know, publicize that information or you know, tell people, but it's kind of creepy and like just eerie knowing, I guess a lot of these parks are built over kind of cemeteries and that's just how it was back then. And I have a question, I guess, for, you know, spooky season here, this is Halloween and whatnot for you. And like, and with your gift is this more of like a time for, like it's more prevalent for you to pick things up or no? Like I'm just wondering in my head, like, because everyone kind of talks about this a little bit more and it's just like the season, is it more prevalent now or is it pretty much the same all year long for you?
It's pretty much the same all year like long. Like I could go to like, I'm using this as an example, like Salem, Massachusetts in June and I would still get like all the stuff. It's because really what it is, it's just like the spirits being there and then like a medium or myself will go and then we're like the vessels. Then all of a sudden they all come out because they want to start talking. But I think people this time are way more interested in this spooky stuff because it's the spooky season. So I think it just, like I will say October, November, December are the three big months.
That brings me to another point then. So you said that, you know, spirits or whatnot, they will come out, they sense you. So they can tell you have this gift that you can kind of communicate and sense and read them.
Yeah. Yeah. So like most people that like have this, they'll say like, it's tough for us to go into like a crowded area or whatever, because when we go there, there's obviously living people, but then you have to imagine there's like 2 to 3 people that passed away in their life. Even if it's a grandma, a friend of a friend, and they all just step forward because there's messages to be said, essentially, I guess, to whoever, but some are louder than others. But I learned to kind of just like tune it out as best as I can.
Sure. I remember you saying that actually going back to the beginning when we were at that tree at the beginning of the tour with the park. And you're like, there was a bunch of them that were, because I guess they had used that tree for convicts, but a lot of them were convicted like wrongly. They weren't actually guilty and they were trying to come through to, you said they were really eager to try to tell their stories and
clear their name.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big thing for a lot of them. It's like to come through, like you said, to tell like their side of the story or the true side of the story and to like try to clear like their name or what was going on for a situation.
I have a question. Actually, thinking about that, has anyone famous in history, American history, maybe not too long ago, maybe recent, that has died that was maybe convicted, wrongly convicted, that they came to you to be like, hey, I was wrongly convicted. This is not how it happened. Has that ever came up to you?
Or so happened? It hasn't, just because like I would have to read someone like in their family. So if there was like a convicted felon that was wrongly accused, like I would have to read them to kind of see like the story and like everything. But I haven't gotten like the person come through me like to tell me that they were wrong. And even if they have, like most people probably wouldn't believe it, because you know that's just like how people are.
Right.
I think we had this conversation. Like I don't know why I don't even know if I would have the courage for this, but someone like a Jeffrey Dahmer or Ted Bundy. What if we went to their wherever they were, you know, put to death, and you got a reading, and they tried to. I mean, I don't know. That just seems so crazy that you could possibly have.
I could do that. It's just it would have to be where they were and like a family member, and then I could probably pull them in.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Talk to them. Yeah.
That's some spooky shit.
Does that scare you, man? Or is it like this doesn't faze you?
No, it still scares me. I'm not going to lie. It still like frightens me here and there, because like, I don't think like I've gotten way more used to it. I don't think I will ever get used to it like fully, because it's something that is just so out of the ordinary, so different. And then just to see it and feel it, it's just like, so I don't even know how to explain it sometimes. It's just super weird.
I can imagine. To continue with the tour there. So from there we went to, we wrapped around, we went to that, there was another graveyard. House. What was that?
Graveyard.
Yeah, it was the graveyard.
Oh, we went to the, oh, this was weird. This was creepy. Yeah. We go to the graveyard and the tour, this is an actual, like, you know, you would know is a graveyard. You could see it's kind of hidden. You have to kind of know where to look for it. It's like a triangle, small little triangle. And
very, very old, very old.
Mm-hmm. The old, you know, style tombstones. And so we're, you know, there, the tour guide's, you know, giving us some history on it and everything. And
what was it, the late 1700s or?
It was
early
the
1800s?
It was the late 1700s, early 1800s.
That's crazy. That's crazy old.
Yeah.
And John, you had seen, you were looking at one part of the graveyard, one tombstone, and then all you go here, tell everyone what you saw.
Yeah. So I was like, she was giving the history and I kind of pulled myself away because I was seeing something and I kept pointing at the tombstone. Now, mind you, my eyes are very bad. And the tombstones were so old, you couldn't really even see some of the names because it was just, I guess, through weather and all that. But I kept pointing and kept saying, I keep seeing a man, like, and I keep pointing to the tombstone. And then our tour guide walks over and then we're talking. She goes, oh, yeah, you're right. That's what people say. And that's Isaac. And then you, Dustin, took a picture. And
and then this was insane.
Yeah.
Dustin, what happened?
Yeah, we took a live action flash photo. And so live action, you push it and you could see, you know how everyone knows how live action works. So I took a photo, I looked back at it and I push on it to get the live action reading on it. And you see this crazy shadow just go back and forth right there on the tombstone. It was
right
really
over
spooky.
It. We'll put this up on our page here so you guys can see, like, we're not messing with you. Like, and I remember Dustin, you had probably been looking at it for a little bit, and then you came to us. You're like, yo, guys, what do you see here? And we all looked at it and we all saw it, and we'll show you guys what it was right in front of the in front of the tombstone.
It was crazy.
And
it
was crazy. Yeah, I think the reason you had done that was because the tour guide had said, you know, she had said, you know, people sometimes will take pictures and things will come up here in this area. And then that's when you did it. And then boom, something came up.
Guys, call me a ghost hunter. I'm on it. You are.
Seriously, you guys tell us what you think. Take a look at it. Cause we're not messing with you. Like, this is, it was,
and there was
there.
Like no wind. There was nothing. So like, if people are saying like, there was like wind that was blowing stuff, there was zero wind, anything.
Yeah, it's almost, it wasn't even like something that a wind, it was like a shadow was just moving across.
Yeah,
like
a shadow that was moving. It was so insane. Jonathan, if you ever need like someone to, I mean, my credentials are pretty set, you know.
They are really set.
I'm one for one on ghost hunting. So
you are.
You almost own a new iPhone right after that, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
we're walking out after that. I'm checking something on my phone. Dustin thinks he's gonna be all cool and scared and try to scare the shit out of me. And he does. And Kat's filming this. And then as we're walking out, and then he grabs me real hard, not realizing I have my phone. And my phone flies like 2 feet in front of me. But my cat-like reflexes, no pun intended there, Kat, grabbed the phone midair with my two fingers and saved you having to replace my phone. But
thank God I didn't have to.
I did see that. I was pretty impressed with that. I was very impressed with it too.
Not gonna lie.
Insane.
And then, yeah, so then we did a couple more spots and it was, man, it's crazy. I mean, definitely season appropriate, pretty remarkable. Going to see you kind of just in your element there and see stuff. Thanks for taking us on it.
Of course.
Dude, so I wanted to ask you about the publicity kind of that you're experiencing right now with this, the whole Gabby case and things going on. You've been brought into that case with law enforcement and they've been, wanting to talk to you, and I guess, and on top of that, which is crazy, we kind of were talking about it, people now are trying to impersonate you and everything online, which is insane. And I'm sorry you're having to deal with that. And anyone that's listening, obviously there is one Jonathan Mark. Do not be fooled on social media, because I guess a lot of people have been trying to do that, unfortunately. But obviously, you've been involved here with the case with Gabby. What can you say on that?
Yeah. So originally, how it started was I did kind of like, people were asking me my take because I am involved with like other cases that I do, and people know me, I guess, for that too, is like the cold case aspect of stuff. And I said that like something was going to happen or something was unfortunately going to happen before like it was even picked up by like the news or picked up at all in general, or the body was found or whatever. And then it got a lot of attention from that. And then someone that's involved with the case reached out to me and asked me to start helping them, or just like piece by piece by like helping like what's going on. And then I said to them, before this was even like a thing, I kept saying, the person who you're looking for is in the Appalachia Trails in North Carolina. And then they were like, there's no way. And then getting a bunch of people saying like, that's a lie, there's no way, he's still at the in Florida in the reserves. And then all of a sudden, there's sightings of him, there's things of him in the Appalachia Trails in North Carolina. So then they come back to me, and then now they're just really trying to find out where that guy is, Brian Laundrie is. So like that's like kind of what I'm trying to help out with now. But I've been doing like little bits and pieces like online to like fill people in on like what's going on without giving so much information out, because it's being used to like help out in some type of way. So I'm being very cautious with like when I put out like online, but like, yeah, it started from me just trying to help out on a grand scale, just like to say something to help out as much as I can. And then it got picked up by a lot of things. And then now I'm in contact with like someone involved.
What's your predictions on him right now?
So what I see is that he's on the verge of death. It's either the elements are going to kill him or he's going to kill himself. And like, obviously people can like just assume just that like his mental state probably is not great because of what's going on, but it's a lot more than that. I think now he doesn't have any help like he had help before, and he's very much on his own. And for people to think he's like out of country or left the country, I think that's like a little, I don't know. I just think it'd be hard for him to go to a different country when he's literally the world's most wanted man right now. And there are rewards to find him. So like people are going to try and find him for the money and to be the person to find him. So I don't know. I think that they're going to have trouble finding him because he is very well versed in the Appalachia Trails. He lived there with Gabby for like a few months in North Carolina. So it's not like he doesn't know that area well at all.
Wow. Ooh, wee. Deep.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, man, to end on that note, we're going to come back, guys. So, guys, we're going to play a little game with Jonathan here when we come back. And we're going to have him do some readings from some spooky people in the past that you may know.
Yeah, you guys do not want to miss this. Stay tuned.
Oh. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right. We would like to welcome you guys back to a... you guys are in for a treat with this.
This is probably going to be the scariest segment that we've had in a while.
I don't even know if I'm ready for this, but... we have no choice. So here we go. John, we have a list here of...
yeah, it's spooky.
We have a list of five men that is... they're very well known. Mm-hmm. And we would love if you could do some readings for us on these five men. They're not nice.
Nice at all.
They weren't nice at all.
They're bad people.
They're bad people. First one. You may know him as a man that had an affinity for hockey, did not like water, and loved to mess around with a big, big knife. We're talking about Jason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious right now, as I was setting that up, has anything come through that maybe, I don't know.
Is he still with us or is he gone? Like this... I mean, the man has died like six times, but like, what's going on? Are you getting any kind of readings or anything like that? Like,
he's definitely now not dead. So he's definitely around.
Wait, Jason's out there?
He's out there right now.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. He's literally and figuratively dead serious. And
Where's he at? What area?
He kind of seems like he's by like a lake. Like,
oh my God.
Yes, seems like
not like a Central Park lake.
No, more like
the city.
Yeah, it's kind of like outside the city, kind of like by woodsy areas, kind of like, you know, just hanging around waiting for people to go to like cabins right now.
Justin, aren't you trying to go to a cabin this weekend with Kat?
Fuck my life.
Oh God.
He's literally waiting. I see he's waiting and is excited about it.
It's okay because he doesn't kill virgins. And I am a virgin. I'll say that publicly right now. Jason,
wait,
I'm a virgin.
What? Where in the world did that come from?
You know, scary movies.
I think
they
Kat
never
would,
them,
be, would
they
beg
never
to differ.
They never kill the virgins. I'm a newborn virgin as of right now. Okay, that was creepy. All right, let's go into the next. So this guy was, I guess, they're all sociopaths, psychopaths. Yeah. He actually did time in a psych ward, also wears a mask. This was probably the OG, had a knife as well. He would stand just straight up out of the bush.
He was an imposing figure, very, very broad shoulders.
His name is Michael Myers.
Mm-hmm. Eminem.
Is he still here? Is he dead? Where's he at? I need to get this reading right now.
It's interesting. It seems like he's also still very much alive.
Jesus, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't see him dead right now. I don't see him dead at all. And he's also very excited because it seems like, you know, this is his month. He keeps tapping, saying this is his month, his energy.
Dude, this isn't is this the month. movie that's coming out? Another movie's
Halloween.
Coming out. This
it's
Halloween.
A new one
I just saw the preview.
He's still alive.
Yeah.
This guy's 80 years old. Fuck.
Yeah, this is his time. He's smiling and he's going also to a very friendly, remote, like kind of neighborhoodishy town, like the small towns, and he's very excited about it.
Okay, so again, staying away from big city type vibes. New York, we're probably safe.
Yeah, New York, definitely safe.
New York, we're safe.
Yep.
All right. Okay. You guys are out in the country area or small town?
Beware.
Eyes in the back of your head.
Lock your doors. Lock your doors.
Lock your doors. Not that it's going to matter. That's weird, dude. You're not.
That's what it's always is. That okay? Okay. Pick the next beat.
All right, this next guy. This guy did a number on me since when I was a little kid, and I have always been terrified of him. I remember the first time I saw him; he was in a freaking storm drain, And I remember resonating with the little kid that I saw him with that was on the screen that I was watching. He had a little boat and it was a rainy day and he had a yellow, you know, raincoat on. And they were riding the boat down. He was watching the boat, you know, go down the stream. And then it goes into the storm dream. And the first time that I heard this guy's voice, I freaked. And then they made some remakes after. But we're talking about...
Wait. Is it... It?
It is it.
No.
Pennywise, to be exact.
Oh my God.
What's the deal with this guy, John? Tell me. This guy is, I don't even know if it's a clown, if it's a monster, if it's...
It seems like more like a monster, to be honest, because, well, for one, this person seems to be, like it could go on both sides. It could come back and it could also be kind of...
Takes a break.
Yeah, it can kind of just like go into this afterlife or this after... Or this like whatever. So I definitely see this clown coming back, like also pretty close to around this time.
Oh boy.
But it's only really gonna come out when it starts to downpour in the next like couple of weeks.
Oh, so gosh. If it's raining, well, you're not safe inside. Anyways, that guy, it. See how frazzled I'm getting just talking about him?
Yeah.
Comes through. Remember this when he came through the shower drain?
Yeah.
And like, what? Like, you're not safe anywhere.
Nope.
Sneaking doesn't matter if you lock your doors. Sure, maybe you keep Jason out, Michael Myers, but it's going to find a way in.
Yep.
Sneaky mofo. Gosh, I you know what? I really don't like that guy.
I don't either.
I've never liked
him. I don't like him.
He gives me bad vibes. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, no.
All right. We have two more guys. This guy's, you said for a while, the last guy spooked you for a while. This guy has literally given me nightmares. And that's the thing, when you have nightmares.
You probably saw him in your nightmares.
You can't escape him when you fall asleep. Mm. You don't know you're asleep. And when you're in sleep, he messes with you. And this guy, he actually got in a fight with one of the other guys.
I think I heard you were like crying or screaming out in your dream like two nights. Yeah, I remember that.
No.
Oh my God. Yeah, I don't think I ever told you, but
why didn't you wake me up?
I didn't even think about it. I was
freaking
like,
asshole. You're just gonna let me get chopped up in my dreams? Gosh, you guys see what kind of roommate this guy is?
No, I tried to get in. Your door was locked. That's what it was.
That's
I remember.
Bullshit.
No,
that's
I tried. Bullshit. I tried right. to knock, and you just
my
you
blood
listen.
Is on your hands. My blood is on your hands. Anyways,
or
guys.
On his claws.
Mm-hmm. On his claws. We are talking about the one and only. Freddy Krueger.
You say Cougar? Kruger.
I said Kruger.
Okay.
I said Kruger.
I'm just making
sure. But it's Kruger.
I'm like, what kind of dreams are you having, bro?
Yo, you're going to piss him off. He's going to get mad at me now that I messed up his name. All right. What's going on? Can you even... This guy isn't even real.
Yeah, he's...
Right? He's like in a dream. He's a spirit.
Yeah, he's hard to pin down right now because he could go on literally both ends of the spectrum. Like this physical earth and the other side, he's definitely, you know, kicking. He's definitely going and he's having, seems like again, like this month and next month, his two favorite months seems like the fall, like Halloween into around Thanksgiving. He's definitely going to be hopping from dream to dream, like, and teaming up with some people too. It seems.
I'm not sleeping. I'm going to be on caffeine this whole month. I'm not sleeping. Dang. I was not looking forward to that job, man.
I know. He's, in my opinion, is the scariest one.
He's the worst one.
Yeah.
You can't
Freddy
get away.
Is always been terrifying. I don't
Me
even
too.
Remember. I remember when the Jason versus Freddy Krueger movie came out. For all you guys, I think, I don't know if you know, I'm a huge Halloween fan. Halloween buff. Love scary movies. That's my favorite genre of movies. But you guys, I don't remember the ending of this. Who won via Freddy or Jason?
I think they both died, right?
They both... It's a hard one to discuss. I supposedly they both died. I think
was it left like open ended? Yeah,
these guys never died. That's the
I know that's
the
crazy
fucked up thing about it. Like you think they die, you think you're safe.
You're not.
You think you're safe, and then boom, you're on Elm Street, and then he's messing with you. Stay off Elm Street. I know that's one thing.
Yeah,
if you stay maybe Elm Street's not in New York, is it?
I don't think so.
Who knows? I think, Dustin, I think we should dress up as Freddy and Jason this Halloween, the two of us, and we could have a battle, a duel.
Ooh.
Yeah. And John could dress up as your favorite cougar and he could come judge the duel. Because apparently you're dreaming about cougars.
Asshole. What an ass.
All right. Last one. This man. I'm trying to speak in an accent that I think he would speak in, but I'm butchering it, so I'm going to stop. This man gives dentists nightmares.
You could protect yourself with this guy, though.
Actually, yeah. I have no fear.
Garlic.
Because I love garlic. And I
love garlic too.
I do too.
I scare away a lot more than just Dracula with the amount of garlic that I consume. So Dracula, John.
Ooh.
What's his deal?
His deal is just like he can literally do whatever he wants. So in my opinion, he's probably the worst one to be around, especially at night.
Are you serious?
I think so.
Because like he doesn't like you're safe in your house. You got to invite him in. Like he's not coming in without the invitation.
True.
You even invite him in, you could still keep him away. Just put some garlic around or start breathing heavily on him.
He has all these powers though. So like once like if you're out on the street or you're just walking or if you're going from like a place to place, this guy knows how to move like just move stuff with his mind and do some crazy stuff. And he's very familiar with like hell. So he just knows like
bones. Oh boy.
He just knows everything. So he's a pretty scary man. And this is...
He seems to be like a very invasive man. Like,
very. Very
invasive. He's biting everyone's necks without their consent. Who the hell does that?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, consent, brother. Consent. You need consent to get up to my neck area. And I didn't give you that consent. So you know what?
Draga, really you ain't no like cougar. All right.
Yeah, no, I don't like that guy. All right. I'm gonna let Pete dream. When he's having a bad dream, I'm just gonna be like, go up, drink my juice.
Funny story is actually Trip has a lot of dreams. I wonder if any of your dogs dream, because Trip dreams probably every night. And like it's always the funniest thing.
Sleep.
You know what I heard though? I don't know if this is legit, but I heard when dogs dream it's because they're thinking of their owners. Like
could that be.
They because they kind of like
so Trip, I heard they're chasing something.
He'll do this like whimper, like like, and it sounds like to wake him up, like it's a nightmare, but I heard it's actually a good thing. They're dreaming about their owner. So Trippy, I dream about you just as much. Oh. Love you, buddy. All right. Sorry, that was tangent. Had nothing to do with our whole interview.
Thanks for that.
He's in his bed here sleeping next to me. So I looked at him and I thought I'd talk about him.
This is awkward.
Anyways, man, thank you for the insight, John.
Of course.
John, just give us a heads up if you see anything coming our way. Like, please just give us a phone call.
I definitely will.
Let us know. Like, all right, man, I appreciate you.
Of course.
I'm kind of spooked.
Well, Halloween's coming, and I know we're going to do another tour here soon. So,
oh, yeah. Tell me about this tour. Can we speak on it a little bit, Jonathan, or no?
Yeah, let's
talk about this other tour we're going to do in a few weeks.
Yeah, and where that's headed for you, man, and some cool opportunities that are on the horizon.
Yeah, so we're doing a tour in the East Village and we're going to be able to go into places instead of standing outside them, which is always great. And it's going to be a Hulu documentary team following us and doing it. And they're going to film it and kind of get like our stuff. And they're going to kind of create a cool little clip, a little spooky clip for us that they're going to put out. And I guess it's because it's the time and it's like Halloween and all that mm-hmm. they want to get everything. I actually just sent them the footage about our other tour. So it's going to be both tours combined. It's going to be really fun.
Very cool. Man, thank you so much for coming on.
All right. You guys could check out Jonathan Mark on Instagram. He's also maybe having some things come about on television. We'll stay posted on that. Keep you guys posted, but follow up on him on Instagram and see what he's up to.
Thank you.
Bachelors in the City is hosted by me, Peter Weber.
And me, Dustin Kendrick. This podcast is produced by Red Rock Music and powered by Acast.
Our producer is Red Yoakum and our associate producer is Emma Martins.
Be sure to like and subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast. Send your voice memos to BTC at redrockmusic.com. That's BTC at REDDRockMusic.com for your chance to be featured on the show.
And of course, follow us on Instagram at Bachelors in the City Podcasts.
See you next week. Thanks for listening and sign up for our membership program to become an honorary third roommate.
Join now for $3 per month and enjoy the episodes ad-free.
Click the link in the episode description so you can move in.